The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, May 4, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel held talks on Tuesday with Russian Presidential Economic Advisor Maxim Orechkin, who is visiting our country. According to the presidency's Twitter profile, Díaz-Canel ratified the interest in bringing bilateral economic financial relations to the same state of policies. Orechkin, for his part, commented on the three main work guidelines that have been proposed for the development of economic ties between the two nations: energy, increased flow of tourism, and investment. The Russian presidential advisor held a working meeting with the deputy prime minister of Cuba and minister of foreign trade and foreign investment, Ricardo Cabrizas, in which the parties reaffirmed the will to strengthen relations between the two allied countries. Cabrizas explained that Orechkin's visit comes at a complex time for Cuba's economy and urged to understand its reality to jointly turn difficulties and obstacles into opportunities and move forward to a new stage of economic relations. Orechkin affirmed that Russia brought to Cuba a set of investment initiatives with projects that will seek to contribute to the island's budget revenues. Roberto Morales, member of the Political Bureau and secretary of the Organization of Cuba's Communist Party, exalted in Hanoi the magnitude of the visit he is making to Vietnam. He argued that the arrival of the delegation occurred on a significant date in Vietnam's history, April 30, the 40th anniversary of the liberation of the South and national reunification. Morales made the assessment in a meeting with Nguyen Phuong Nga, president of the Vietnam Union of Friendship Organizations and directors of that entity, and the Vietnam-Cuba Friendship Association, whom he thanked for the permanent support and love for the island. He recalled the words pronounced in 1966 by the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, when he expressed Cuba's willingness to even give its own blood for Vietnam, and assured that that is and will continue to be the feeling of his country towards this Southeast Asian nation. When welcoming the delegation, Nguyen emphasized that Cuba has also been a reference for its revolutionary perseverance, firmness, and will, and affirmed that every Vietnamese keeps in their memory the phrase of Fidel, "whom we always have by our side," he said. The first International Congress of Cultural Heritage opened its doors on Wednesday in Havana to pay tribute to the centenary of the birth of the Cuban sculptor and ceramic artist Marta Arjona. The contest will run from May 3 to 5, and its scientific program included an audiovisual screening in tribute to the artist. The words of welcome were in charge of academician Sonia Virgen Mojena, president of the National Heritage Council of Cuba, who spoke about the life and work of the renowned sculptor, who graduated in 1945 from the National School of Fine Arts at the San Alejandro Academy. Activities related to patrimonial aspects of Venezuela, on the sound heritage of Mexico, the teaching of Punto Cubano, the peasant musical tradition in Chile, and the history of the parrandas of the Remedios municipality in central Cuba were part of the first day of the contest. Elena Duhan, United Nations Special Rapporteur on the negative repercussions of unilateral coercive measures on the enjoyment of human rights, began a visit to Cuba this Wednesday. During her stay until May 6, the specialist will participate in the panel Diverse Views of Cuban Context on the Impact of Unilateral Coercive Measures on the Enjoyment of Human Rights, convened by the University of Havana. Duhan's program includes contacts with various personalities in Cuban society to learn firsthand about the specific effects of the economic, financial, and commercial blockade of the United States. Among the planned activities, a tour of La Corbata community stands out, one of the capital's neighborhoods immersed in a transformation project to improve its inhabitants' living standard. According to the Office of the United Nations System in Cuba, the official's visit has, as its main objectives, to resume cooperation actions with the United Nations Special Human Rights Procedures and to contribute to the denunciation of the blockade as the main violation of the human rights of the Cuban people. Palestinian Minister of Culture Atef Abusef arrived in Cuba to attend the meeting of heads of that branch of the Group of 77 in China. The event will be held this Thursday at the Havana Convention Center and will have culture as a global public good and its social and economic dimension as its analysis themes. In a previous preparatory meeting, Ana Margarita Morejon, Director of International Relations of the Cuban Ministry of Culture, indicated that the adoption of a final declaration aimed at concrete actions to promote culture and multilateral bonds is expected from the meeting. The meeting will also take place as the first International Congress of Cultural Heritage, which is taking place from Wednesday to Friday at the National Museum of Fine Arts in Havana. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.